Dover be'itay matoiv, related not to the daf, but related to Chodesh Nisan. Yedid Nafshi, with Levi Chomsky, shared with me a beautiful maramakim that's brought down in the Chumash Agra on the Pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Roish Chodashim. This is a word that the Vilna Gaon said. It's not in any of the Sfarim of the Vilna Gaon, but it's said over in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And that is, the halacha is that you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, with the exception of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Tof Yud Ches Sif Aleph. And the reason is because Meisu Nadav Aviyu on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and because Nadav and Aviyu died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yom HaKamas HaMishkan. So it's for that reason you're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Incidentally, could be you're also allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Av, not for now. But the bottom line is, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, although it's Rosh Chodesh, and ordinarily you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but because Meisu Nadav Aviv, you're allowed to fast. Another halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is that it's also Lehis'anes Kol Chodesh Nisan. So though, ordinarily, a person's allowed to fast, but Chodesh Nisan, if you want to fast, you're not allowed to fast. So the Goyin said, it's a Dover Nifla. Chodesh Nisan is mamish the opposite of all other Chadashim. Every month, you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh, but you can fast the whole month. Chodesh Nisan is just the opposite. You're not allowed to fast the whole month, but on Rosh Chodesh, because Nesu Nadav Aviyu, then already you're allowed to fast. So the Goyin said, Lekum Midi Delay Ramiza Bay Raisa. And he said, this Inyan, this halacha in Shulchan Aruch, two different halachas, Amrum is in the Pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. So the Goyin teaches like this, HaChodesh Hazeh, this month, the month of Nisan, Lochem is to you Rosh Chodeshim. It's like a Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, it's also Lisanos. This Chodesh is also going to be also Lisanos. But he said, Rishonu, as it relates to the first day Rosh Chodesh, that Lochem Lachachi Hashan. That's going to be treated like a regular day of the month. The Divrei Pi Chochem Chaim. This is what the Goyin said. He said, HaChodesh has that the whole month is going to be Rosh Chodashim. Or Berishoin, the first day of the month, that's Lachem Lachachi Hashanah. That's treated like a regular month. So Reb Levi told me that he heard from an Adam Chashev who said he had a Hergish. His Hergish was that the Chidah brings in Birke Yosef, and this is in Simen Tof Yotes, right in the beginning of Hilchas Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber says, Mitzvah laharbois besudas Rosh Chodesh. There's a mitzvah to be marba in sudas Rosh Chodesh. So the Chidah says, what's the reason? Ki yesh kedusha b'Rosh Chodesh. Because Rosh Chodesh has kedusha. And because Rosh Chodesh has kedusha, so mitzad kedusha sayoim, mitzvah laharbois besuda. Right? It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Chidah, v'himeyois the kedusha siyontif yoisim Rosh Chodesh. Although that's poshet, that the kedusha of yontif is more chomer than the kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Right? On yontif, it's asabasiyas malacha, you make kiddush on yontif. But matzinu ma'ilo the Rosh Chodesh yoisim yontif. You find that Rosh Chodesh has a ma'ilo over yontif. V'hu she'ein or gehenim sholet b'Rosh Chodesh k'shabbos. The or of gehenim we know you say in kegavna for those that say is not sholet on Shabbos. Yontif it is sholet on Rosh Chodesh. The or of gehenim is also not sholet. Ki Shabbos v'Rosh Chodesh hun chalu miyoyin shenivra ha'olam. Al-Kaponim, this is what the Chidah says. So he says, Mitzvah laharbis besudas Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason? Ki yesh kedusha b'Rosh Chodesh. And not only is there kedusha, but to a degree there's more kedusha Rosh Chodesh than there is on Yontif. V'hu she'ein or gehenim sholet b'Rosh Chodesh. Hagam it's sholet on Yontif. So Levi told me, B'shem this Adam Chashev, who said that the Goyin said that what's the gather of Osulis Anois? What's the gather of Osulis Anois in Chodesh Nisan? The gather is it's Rosh Chodesh. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. He said the whole Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodashim. He says, Yei Shloimeh, maybe we could be Melamed Tzchos and we could paskin in this world. This is the Hergish he said. Mamish for all the Yidden that are in the next world that need a tikkun for their nefesh, that Chodesh Nisan ain or Gehenim Shoylet. Because HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim, the ganze Chodesh is Bebchinis Rosh Chodesh. And if the whole Chodesh is Bebchinis Rosh Chodesh, then like the Chidah brings, by the way, this Chidah, the Makor is in a Mart Chaim Perek Avri Psachim, comes from a Psikta, comes from Chazal, this Chidah. That is an Indian that the Or of Gehenim is not Shoylet in Rosh Chodesh, and if it's not Shoylet in on Rosh Chodesh, then it could be the whole Chodesh Nisan, the whole Chodesh Nisan ain or Rosh Chodesh Shoylet. So I was just thinking, what's this Indian that Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh. I mean, that's what the Goyin is saying, right? It's not a melitza what the Goyin is saying. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodashim. Azoy Dachman up learning the Goyin. That the whole month is Rosh Chodesh. This is one Hergish. And that is, it's Mavur in the Sfar Makdoshim. that Rish Chodesh is somehow mechuvin to David HaMelech. The Makar is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that it was a Shas Hashmad, and there was a time where if Bezdin was Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah, it was going to be a challenge. And one of the Amiram was Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah, and he had to send a telegram, but he had to send a Beremisa. So the remez that he sent was David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Rosh Hashanah Chaf Amud Aleph. This is the reason when we Mekadosh the Levana, what we say is David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that it wasn't punk that he said David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. But the reason that's what was picked is because there's a shaykhis between the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh and between David HaMelech. The Sfarim say that we know the Shalich Regalim are Keneged the Gimel Ovis, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Rosh Chodesh, which is also a Yontiv, is Keneged David HaMelech. Just to read one excerpt from the Shem Yishmul, it's in Parshas Korach. The Shem Yishmul says, V'chein b'Rosh Chodesh shehu Yontiv shel David. Rosh Chodesh, which is Yodu in the Svar Makdoshim, is the Yontiv of David HaMelech. V'isa, V'shaleach li simno. Send me a simon that you were Makadosh l'chodesh, Rosh Hashanah Chafei Amud Aleph. And what was the simon? David Melech Yisrael v'chai b'kayim. V'hu, and what's the oimik in it? The oimik is me'inyan oiroi shal Melech HaMoshiach. It's because the oir of Rosh Chodesh, that Kedusha, the oir of Rosh Chodesh, is the oir of Melech HaMoshiach. And David is the Chmalka Mashiach. And that's why the simon that was Rosh Chodesh was David Melech Yisrael v'chai b'kayim. Not just David, but v'chai b'kayim l'asalavoy. David Malka Mashiach, because that's what the oir of Rosh Chodesh. That's where it comes from. Rav Tzadik in his farm talks a lot about this, specifically in Resisei Laila. In a few places, he talks about this inyan, and he says, Adavar Nifla, he says that Yontif has Kedusha, Rosh Chodesh has Kedusha. But he says the gather of the Kedusha of Yontif and the gather of the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh are very, very different. Why does Yontif have Kedusha? Right? Why does Pesach have Kedusha? Why does Chanukah have Kedusha? Why does Sukkot have Kedusha? It's Zeichel Ananiyah Kovid, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Something happened. And when that happened, that nest, that miracle, Kedusha descended onto the world. And every year when it comes that Zman, it's Chayzev Ener, that Kedusha. The Kedusha of Yontif is Machmas Ta'ovar. Rav Tzadik says something very tief. He says, Rosh Chodesh is just the opposite. Rosh Chodesh really now is as a halbi yontif. But really, we know loss of love, Rosh Chodesh is going to be a fartig yontif. And he says the oimik of that is that the oy, and the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh comes from Lasa Lavoi. It comes from Yemois HaMashiach. And the reason we have a Yontif of Rosh Chodesh is because every Rosh Chodesh in this world, we're tapping in a little bit to the Kedusha, not of the Avar, but the Kedusha of the Asin. And Reb Tzadik is very Meirich, again, Ba'oimek, it's in Resisei Laila, Ois Ches, it's in Resisei Laila, Ois Mem Zayin. That just like you can tap into the Avar, you could also tap in to the future. We once said over from the Rashiva of David Shustel Shlita, who said that he holds that the reason there's such an Achshe Dar in this Dar, and there's so much Limit HaTorah, and there's so many Bachim in the light that are learning Torah, Metech Mesiris Nefesh, since Be'emes HaPelah, there's supposed to be a Yeridus HaDairus, and Azak Klal Yisrael, like we have now, he was saying, Mamish, we've never had such a Klal Yisrael. So how's it Shayach? How's it possible that he says it's because, just like you could tap into the Avar, you could tap into the Asid. And he said, it's true, with every Dar, we're a Dar removed from the Avar, from the Madrid, from the Hiskalos of Atar Reis Ladas of Maimon Har Sinai. He says, but we're one door closer to Eirish HaMashiach. And he says, this door is so close to the Eirish HaMashiach. He says, that what you're witnessing now, he says, when you see people learning Mitaych Masiris Nefesh, what you're witnessing with your eyes is Eirish HaMashiach. This is what's going on right now. You're posh witnessing Eirish HaMashiach. And that's this Rav Tzadik in Resisei Laila. The Eir of Shchodesh comes from the Asid. Rav Tzadik said, the Pasuk says, V'hoi midei Chodesh b'chotshoi, u'midei Shabbos b'shabbatoi, yovoi kol basa l'shtachavis l'fonai, Omer Hashem. That's the Yontif of Rosh Chodesh. It's something that's going to happen in the future. There'll be a day where Rosh Chodesh is going to be a fighting Yontif. We don't have this in this world. But somewhat, on some level, we're able to tap in. The Oir of Rosh Chodesh is the Oir of David HaMelech. The Oir of Rosh Chodesh is the Oir of Geula. The Oir of Rosh Chodesh is the Oir of Yemois HaMashiach. It's the Oir of La'asod Lavoi. It's maybe, there's a little bit of Avon over here. Benisan Nigalu uben Nisan asidon ligal. Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh of Geula. You know, we know that the Bnei Sascha says that the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Torah brings it, that the 12 Rosh Chodesh is really mechuvin to the 12 Shvatim. And the Bnei Saskha says that Chodesh Nisan is mechuvin to Chodesh Yehuda. Right? Yehuda, he's the Melech. He says, that's a Chodesh Hazel Lochem. Lochem is Oisius Melech. It's the Melech. It's Rosh Chodeshim. Yehuda was the king. David HaMelech comes from Yehuda. This is the Chodesh of David Malchim Mashicha. It's the Chodesh of Sheva Yehuda. It's the Chodesh of Lochem. It's the Chodesh of Melech. The Oiris of Chodesh Nisan are the Oiris of Geula. B'Nisan Nigla, B'Nisan Asidin Ligal. It's the Chodesh of Yeshua. That's the Oir of Rosh Chodesh. It's David da Achasi, like we had in today's daf. It's mamish the same thing. Rosh Chodesh is the Oir of Geula. It's the Oir of David Malka Mashicha. Chodesh Nisan is the Oir of Geula. It's the Oir of David Malka Mashicha. It's the Oir of Shevet Yehuda. And David da Achasi, that's maybe the Oimek that a Chodesh Hazel Lachem Rosh Chodesh. This whole month is a begin of Rosh Chodesh, because the whole Chodesh Nisan, somehow we're tapping in this tremendous Oiris of Geula. It's Mezman, Mesugel, Mezman, that's Mukhshel Geula.